accountable for a right understanding of Scripture. We are liable before God for what we do with a true and right understanding of Scripture. These people, like the liberals, deny the clear teaching of Scripture. And I'm convinced that the reason they deny it is not because it can't be understood, not because it's unclear, but because they don't like what it clearly says. And that takes you back to John 3. Men love darkness rather than light. The light is there. They hate the light. They run from the light. The issue is not that Scripture is not clear. It is crystal clear. One of the big issues is homosexuality in the emerging church. They don't want to take a position on homosexuality. The Bible is not vague or obscure or oblique about homosexuality. It couldn't be more clear. A homosexual will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's pretty clear. Homosexuality in Romans chapter 1 is a perversion that is manifestly, when it happens in a culture, begins to dominate a culture, an evidence of divine wrath and divine judgment. So the Bible is clear. They don't want that clarity. They want to run from the light. Scripture is light. It is not darkness, but they like the darkness because their deeds are evil. So I think the motive behind this whole emerging church thing, whether it's a conscious or unconscious motive, is discomfort over what the Bible really says, whether it's about the gospel or whether it's about sin, virtue. They don't like it. And so the out is, well, it's not clear. This is just another way to set the Bible aside.
That all mirrors exactly what's happening in secular culture, doesn't it?
Sure, sure.
I mean, if you think about what you've just described, the ambiguity towards every clear statement of truth, that's pretty much what's going on even in the secular world. It's the reason Europe and the secular media and all seem to think everything is morally ambiguous, even though we probably live in a time where the line between good and evil is as clear as it could be.
Yeah, and I think this is nothing new either. Every culture, apart from the gospel and apart from salvation, is anti-God. I don't care whether you're hot and tot walking around with no clothes on in Africa, or whether you're a tribal person in Indonesia, or whether you lived in the 15th century, or whether you were in the Roman culture of the first century. All human society, thinking, culture is ungodly and anti-biblical. What is so interesting about this movement is the emerging church sanctifies the culture. The emerging church